sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 27 Ntulikazi 2024 ngutaba kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Bafikile. Unannounced. Thina besiyivele sicocela sisenze indaba zethu addressing ama issues. And then bafika, bathe befika, abanye babachaya, vele babuye begqoke impahla zokuchaya abantu.
Amapolisa abopha amalunga enhlanganiso ezifundi ezinasu abesemhlanganweni omkhulu eHarare. Umongameli
inyamaza yethu yikhononi asebe yokuphuthwa umnotho uzwakala ezikhwameni zabantu okuthuthukayo ibuyana ukudubeka kwabantu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaza eziphathamandla zebandla lakhe eleZANU-PF ukuthi zizwisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko ozakwethula ngomphathi ntambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa. Kubotshwa abadabuka eZimbabwe abanengi abasebenza kwele South Africa bengela maphepha aqondileyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Amapolisa namhla abophe amalunga eZimbabwe National Students Union agumbe izinasu angamachumi amane lanhlanu 45 eHarare akade esemhlanganweni wokuhlela inhlelo zawo zalonyaka lokunye. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engavumeli ukuthi abantu benze imihlangano etshiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa umhlangano omkhulu oweSADC Summit. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abafundi laba bebethe gwaqa ezesa training center emhlanganweni weZinasu General Council lapho okufike khona amapolisa awuphazamisa. Ngemva kokubotshwa kwabo bathwalelwe enkambeni yamapolisa eHarare Central Police Station lapho ababhadaliswe imali yefayindi besethiswa amacala okubuthana bephazamisa ukuthula. Abanye babo balimele njalo basesibhedlela. Omunye obesemhlanganweni lowu nguGugulethu Sibindi ofunda eGweru Polytechnic othi amapholisa achaye alimaza abafundi laba bengakababophi.
Ngisukumile yesterday izolo ngibuya lapha to meet with other comrades, I mean friends, and labo ngabanye labo basuka on amaparts wonke aweZimbabwe. Bafikile unannounced. Thina besiyivele sicocela sisenze indaba zethu addressing ama issues. And then bafika, bathe befika, abanye babachaya, vele babuye begqoke impahla zokuchaya abantu. So basichaya.
Umokwethi Nare laye kalamathe ngokwenziwa ngamapolisa.
Abantu abalimele bafika maybe singathi 10, abanye abachaywa ngamapolisa, then abanye balimele bebalekela amapolisa.
Umokwethi uqhubeke sithi abafundi sebekhathele ngokukhahlanyezwa ngamapholisa.
Ubudlwangudlwangu lobo owenzakala lapha elizweni njengisethi isteti siyesaba amayouth, ngoba thina njengamayouth sizimisele ukulwela leli lizwe, ngoba inhloso yethu bekungasoyiwe kulwa le state kodwa besize ku-general council yethu njengama-student, njenge-student movement njengezinaso.
Isikhulumeli zamapholisa ukhomishina Ponyati uthi abafundi laba babotshelwe udlakela abalwenze ezesa training center. Uthi benze lokhu kusanda kufika amapholisa endaweni le, kodwa abafundi bathi batshaywe njalo babotshelwa ize ngoba sebeqhuba umhlangano wabo ngokuthula. Kulabanye abantu eZimbabwe lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abachothoza okwenziwa ngamapholisa kulezi nsuku ngesikhathi kulungiselwa umhlangano weSADC. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Comfort Mpofu.
Asikhangele ukubotshwa kwabatha ngapha kulungiselelwa iSADC Summit kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende uku-state of panic, uyesaba uhulumende, uyesaba abatsha, uyesaba amandla alabatsha. Kutshengisela ukubana uhulumende kaqakathekisi i-constitutionalism, uhulumende kaqakathekisi amalungelo oluntu. Khonokho ke kutshengisela ukubana iZimbabwe isakhatshana ukubana sithi kule space esivumela abantu ukuthi kube le democracy.
Kodwa umnumzana Mabutho Moyo, ilunga lebandla leZANU-PF, uthi kusemthethweni okwenziwa ngamapolisa eZimbabwe.
Asilazitha thina, sidinga abangane. Kodwa leyo relationship yokusebenzisana kumbe phecelezi ngathi ubudlelwano lobesikhuluma ngabo, kumele kube yibudlelwano obokuthi lami ngiyathola la uthole.
Okwamanje kulamalunga ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change agoqela umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Jameson Timba, abavalelwe ejele bemelele ukuthoniswa amacala okungena umhlangano we-Day of the African Child okungekho emthethweni. Kuke kwabotshwa kumaviki edluleyo amalunga e-National Democratic Working Group ayenika abaswelayo ukudla eHarare. Kubikwa njalo ukuba amapholisa namhla aphazamise umhlangano we-National Association of Non-Governmental Organizations. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usekhuthaze iziphathamandla zebandla lakhe leZANU-PF ukuthi zwisisise isimo somnotho welizwe kumbiko ozakwethulwa ngumphathintambo obona ngezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube kusasa owe-Midterm Fiscal Policy Review. Uphinde wathi umhlangano ozaqhutshwa elizweni kunyanga ezayo owe-SADC uzathuthukisa ubudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe kanye lomnotho, wona athi uyakhuphuka kuzo zonke inhlangothi ngaphandle kwezokulima ngoba kulesomiso. Uchayele ihlombe izinduna ngodaba lwegugurawundi esithi zizimisele ukuthi udaba lolu luxazululwe, wathi eleZimbabwe kufanele liqhubeke ngokumanyana. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe nomnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe owake waba ngumeya wedolobho leGwanda, yena othi watshaywa kakubi ngamasotsha e-5th Brigade ngesikhathi segugurawundi. Uqala ngokuchasisa ngezomnotho.
Okuthintayo yibuyanga, ukudubeka kwabantu. Iqiniso lelo ngakho lokho okuthiwe ngumongameli, asithi thina ubezama nje laye njengomuntu omdala, kodwa eqinisweni izinto ziyazisiba zimbi ngamandla ngoba abantu ngabala mali. Hamba ubuthatha abantu abalithumi ubakhuthuze, ungaba lenhlalo wesikhathi ukutholayo $2. Nibuye kwinto enjeSADC, yeyani inceda bani iSADC yakhona leyo ngabi kwakhona? Kuyathathwa izimali zelizwe, sibona ukuthiwa amabhasi angakaziwa abona adlula anezihlala izilizwe ethiwa imashini. Imigwaqo ekuleyo ndawo nezindlu abazahlala kuzo, abantu behlala emkhukhwini, kuyathi kungaphela insuku ezimbili 16, 17, 18 kuyabuya ngathi khona lokhu. Saso sikhathi sokukhuma ngemihlangano, isikhathi sokulungisa lokuphakamisa impilo zabantu phakathi kwendlala engaka njengoba nezulu lingenanga. Isikhathi kinyabo bona ababuthabisa ngathi amakofi lamatiye babuyekele ukudlalwa ngabantu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uphinde waphatha udaba lwegugurawundi chayela induna ihlombe. Ungathini ngalolu daba njengoba sibona ukuthi nengi liyasola?
Ngomunye wabo nabo lami abaswelayo, ngake ngakhuluma ngayo nje iminyaka le ngathi edlule. Udaba lombhuqazo wegugurawundi ayisilo lwezinduna. Mina lapha ke sengikhuluma njengomuntu owashaywa yiyo i-5 Brigade leyo yaphosa ngibulala eLupane. Kangibona ukuthi izinduna zizakhulumani ngayo ngoba izinduna lezi sezifana lezisebenzi zikahulumente. Udaba lwegugurawundi olombhuqazwe belufuna ukuthi luphathwe ngabantu abazimeleyo bodwa, sengisho mhlawumbe nosihlalo wayo abe ngumuntu ovela ngaphandle kwelizwe, lokungesikimesibi independent commission. Akula lutho ezinduna ezalukhuluma, ezinye zakhona zizelwa izolo. Umbhuqazo sowedlule, kazazi lutho, azibonanga lutho. Lalabo kuthiwa bakhulume ngabo abafayo kabazange bababoni ngoba babengakazalwa. Eqinisweni indaba ye-background akula lapho eyakhona. Siyabeloku sibhodisana lezi duli leziqimbi, asoze lulungiswe izinduna. Udaba lolu kumele lulungiswe ngabantu abazimeleyo abangelani nohulumende. Kanti vele khona kwakwavela ngaphi ukuthi umuntu akuhlukuluze abe sezokuthi hayi sorry wahlukuluzeka? Angithi uyabona ukuthi uhulumende yena lokhona nguye wayefona abantu besifa. Uhulumende asoze azikhanyelena aze athi ngizokuthoba kulima zabo yethu ngizokuthoba. Akusebenzi njalo. Milalabo abathi
into eGugurahundi ingaza ke ngithathe izinduna kuyaphakana nje lokuthi uziphathelene amaqhuburu kumele sifuna iqembu elizimeleyo independent commission and libe liqembu eligoqela abantu abavela kwezindawo an international commission.
Lo ngumnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla ingcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe obexoxa icingweni lo sithandekile emhlanga o Studio 7. Kuqhutshwa umhlangano omkhulu kwele Germany ohlolisisa igcikwane le-HIV lomkhuhlane we-AIDS kuleziphathamandla zikahulumende abamele inhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo labanye emhlanganweni lo. Sixoxe lo mnumzana Daniel Molokele odabuka eZimbabwe onguye okhokhela ikomiti yedalela ephalamende ebona ngezempilakahle eZimbabwe.
Namhla ngiseMunich eGermany, lapha ngibuye ngingu-chief person we-parliamentary, i-Pan-African Parliamentary Task Force on Domestic Financing for Health. Silande i-International AIDS Conference, umhlangano womhlaba wonke jikelele, owenzakala every 2 years. So lo nyaka ithuba lokuhosta i-conference linikezwe i-Germany. Silama-delegates azinkulungwane nezinkulungwane, thousands of delegates from Zimbabwe, silama-delegates amaningi avela kuma NGO asebenza ngezempilakahle okuthiwa ngesilungu sithiwe Society on Public Health Advocacy. Silama UN agencies asebenza kwezempilakahle, ama private sector companies, silama ministry officials, u Minister of Health ukhona la, u Permanent Secretary Minister of Health ukhona, silabantu be National AIDS Council yeZimbabwe, u CEO Dr. Matsema ukhona la, silama amaZimbabwe asebenza nenhlanganiso ezijene emhlabeni wonke jikelele, esingathi amaZimbabwe aku diaspora avela kwamanye amazwe, sihlale labanye abavela eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eUK, eSwatini, eNamibia, abangamaZimbabwe but besebenza lezinye inhlanganiso. Umbuthano lo ungowokuhlolisisa imisebenzi yenziwa mayelana ngendaba yokuthi kuphele umkhuhlane wengculazi lapha emhlabeni, ngesilungu sithi campaign to end AIDS by 2030. So abantu bayahlangana lapha beshare ama-ideas, ama-research, ama-progress, report ama-programs, kuvunyelwana ama-strategies ukuthini singasebenza njani ndawonye ukuthini siqede umkhuhlane wengculazi by 2030.
Singathi kwamanje kuphumani khonapha emhlanganweni lo.
Khonokho ukuthini kuyaqongosela ukuthini abantu abazame ngamandla wonke ukuthi bengasebenzi be-chair, ngesilungu kuthiwa avoid working in silos. But kube lokusebenzelana ndawonye ngoba kulendaba yokuthi akusela mali eningi esetshenziswa ukuthini kulwiswa umkhuhlane wengculazi, ukuthi there is a decline in funding for health, funding for HIV related programs. Okunye ngama-research aphumayo, siyatshelwa impumela ukuthi okunye kungathi kuyasebenza. Indaba eqakathekiswa kakhulu indaba nale yama-preventive mechanisms or methods ukuthini ukuthi umuntu engabi lesifo sengculazi, into ezinjengabo pre-exposure prophylaxis labo post-exposure prophylaxis, kuyindlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma engakayenzi okwecansi lomuntu olengculazi, kumbe indlela yokuthi umuntu azivikele ma yenze ihambe okwecansini lomuntu olengculazi okuthi uthini engabi laso isifo lesi. So kule mithi enjalo eyenza ivikele ukuthi umuntu angabi lomkhuhlane, okuthi kuyabe kungezelela imisebenzi eyenziwa nsuku zonke ngento ezinjengama-condoms.
Umnumzana Daniel Molokele ukudalela ephalamende lele Pan-African Parliament lapho akukomiti ebona ngezempilakahle. Ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 ewele Germany. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Joe Biden ukhangele lokuba namuhla kusihla uzakwethula umbiko oqakathekileyo eWhite House kulandela ukuphuma kwakhe kukhetho lukamongameli ozaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Kulabantu abaningi abatshengisela emigwaqweni eWashington DC namuhla khona lapha eMelika bekhonona ngokubuya elizweni leli komkhokheli wakwele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu kule mpi esabekayo phakathi kwelizwe lakhe leHamas. Okwamanje sekubulewe abantu abaningi okumangalisayo eGaza lapho ele Israel elihlasela santando. UNetanyahu uza kwethula umbiko wakhe edale leCongress. Lilalele kumsakazo we Studio 7 sisakaza sise Voice of America e Washington DC. Kwezi patelane le Melika. Aba voti vele Melika sebe kangelane lo mkankaso omutsha kulandela ukuphuma kulolu khetho kukamongameli Joe Biden njalo umsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris ekhangelelwe ukuba nguye ozakhethwa libandla leDemocratic Party ukuthi ancintisane loDonald Trump ngolwezi. Intatheli zindaba yeVOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi abavoti bakwamukela njani lokhu. UEric Boylan umvoti waseScranton ePennsylvania lapho kudabuka khona uJoe Biden uthi ibandla leDemocratic Party belingasela ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokukhupha uBiden.
He was a very good leader, but I do kind of also agree that his time has come and it's time to step aside and let somebody, you know, somebody rise up within those ranks.
Ngibona sengathi ube umkhokheli omuhle kakhulu kodwa ngiyavuma ukuthi isikhathi sokuthi adedele omunye bese sifikile.
Umvoti uChristine Stoll uthi nxa uBiden engelamandla okungena njalo kukhetho kufanele ahle achiye isikhundla sokuba ngumongameli.
He should have dropped out a long time ago. He should leave the White House. He is not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Kwakufanele achiye kudala, kufanele asuke eWhite House. Ingqondo zakhe azisasebenzi kuhle, kasenelisi ukukhokhela ilizwe.
Ukukhetha umsekeli kamongameli uKamala Harris ukuthi angene kulolu khetho kwengeza amathuba ebandlaleli okuncintisa lowebandla leRepublic Party uDonald Trump, ukutsho umvoti uDaniel Brennan.
Harris polls well against Trump, so I think she has a real shot at winning. And I think he's doing the right thing right now.
Ucwaningo luveza ukuthi uHarris uyancintisana loTrump, ngakho-ke ngicabanga ukuthi amathuba okunqoba ulawo, njalo ngibona angathi wenza into elungileyo, laloba abanye bengahlalisekanga besithi yikungaqoqeki.
Umvoti wePennsylvania obevakatshele eWashington uBill Mills uthi uHarris loBiden behluleka ukuthuthukisa umnotho bendawonye.
We're noticing an increase in the price of groceries and fuel and the price of living, and our lives are worse now.
Sinanzelela ukuthi intengo yempahla lamafutha emota ikhwelile, njalo impilo zethu sezinzima. Okunye njalo konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi uHarris engumsekeli kamongameli. Ngakho-ke kuzaba nzima ukuthi abantu bembone ngendlela ethiyeneyo njengoba sonke sibone umnotho welizwe usiwa sikhangele.
EMichigan umvoti uJason Potts uthi utshintsho lolu lupha ibandla leDemocratic Party ithuba lokuxhumana labavoti abatsha.
I was thought we're just biding time until someone a little more tenacious comes along and we'll see if
ngibona sengathi bebedlulisa isikhathi kuphela bemelele ukuthi bathole omunye umuntu oqinaqinileyo. Njalo sizabona ukuthi uKamala uqinile na. Kwakathesi umlilo ulawo sibili uyavutha.
Engumsekeli kamongameli uHarris wayelwisana lokungena kwele Melika kwabokuza okungekho emthethweni. Umvoti weFlorida uChristopher Ron Gill uthi ukwehluleka kwakhe ukuqeda lolu dubo kuveza ukuthi akangeke enelise kuba ngumongameli.
Kamala's garbage. She's worse than Joe. Are they on the same page? They're about the same. They're about the same. But I don't think anybody's going to vote for Kamala. No one wants to back her. She had one job. That was handling the border.
UKamala, kanye kanzani ke idoti, uyedlula uJoe. Angiboni ukuthi kulo muntu ozamvotela uKamala. Akula muntu ofuna ukumsekela okwamanje. Waye lo msebenzi owodwa nje kuphela. Ukulungisisa udubo lomngcele.
EWashington umvoti uAlicia Jefferson uthi ulethemba lokuthi abantu abasoze bebone umsekeli kamongameli njengowesifazane onsundu kuphela kodwa abazabona imisebenzi yonke ayifezayo.
And I hope they can look past anything else and look at that. But the world we live in, that some people will and some won't. and I hope it's not enough.
Ngifisa ukuthi abantu bekhangele imisebenzi yakhe, kodwa kulumhlaba esiphila kuwo. Abanye abantu bengakwenza lokhu, kodwa abanye abasoze. Njalo ngifisa kungabi labantu abaningi abamisa ukungena kwakhe, ngoba engowesifazana onsundu.
Isakhamuzi seNew York uAndrew Vazhavsky uthi kuza kuba nzima ukunqoba uTrump.
It's Trump's race to lose.
Ukuthi uBiden kumbe umunye ongena kulolu khetho emele ibandla lamaDemocrats akulethi umahluko. Lo ngumncintiswano kaTrump. Ngingowebandla leDemocratic Party, kodwa ngibona sengathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi banqobe kukhetho lolu.
UHarris kukhanya usethole usekelo lwabamela izigaba eziningi abadingakalayo ukuthi akhethe ukumela ibandla leli kukhetho, kodwa ozamela leli bandla ukhetho ozakhethwa kusemthethweni emhlanganweni omkhulu oweDemocratic National Congress eChicago. Udaba lolu luqoqwe yintatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lalwethulelwa yimi uDabo Kancube oweStudio 7. Uhulumende weSouth Africa ubikwa eseqinisa umkhankaso wokuzingelwa kwabasebenza kulelo lizwe bengelamaphepha abanika imvumo yokwenza lokho, kubika uThuso Khumalo.
Izolo iziphathamandla zogatsha lwezisebenzi, ugatsha lukahulumende wendaba zasekhaya kanye lamapholisa besenkampanini ye-African Star Pack eBronkhorstspruit eduze lePitoli, lapho abathole khona ukuthi usebenza weZimbabwe ongumtshayeli lezizalwane zakwele-China ezimbili bonke bengenamaphepha. Ngeviki ephelileyo kubotshwe ixuku labomantshingelani elokishini leBedford View eGoli abangelamaphepha, iningi labo kungabadabuka eZimbabwe. Okhokhela iviyo lokuhlolwa kwamakhampani kugatsha lwezemisebenzi esabelweni seGauteng, uMnumzana Michael Msiza utshele Studio 7 ukuthi benza lokhu ukuhlola phose viki zonke lapho ababamba khona abaningi abasebenza bengalamaphepha, njalo babuye bajezise amankampani ephula amalungelo esisebenzi.
Uma siya lapho kwenziwa khona i-construction noma kwakhiwa khona, siye sithola abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe naseMozambique. Kodwa uma siya laphana emkhakheni yala kuthiwa i-manufacturing, sithola ubuningi bakhona bavela laphana eMalawi.
Ngesikhathi esifanayo elinye iviyo leziphathamandla lezi beliseJohannesburg Mall enzikini edolobha, lapho ezifike zabutha khona abakwamanye amazwe abaningi abebesebenza kuzitodlwana eziphakathi kwaleyo ndawo bengalamaphepha, kwabotshwa labanye abebezothenga. Ngomvulo edluleyo amalungu enhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula engafuni abokuza abalamakhono aphansi basebenze kwele South Africa azingenele mathupha e-Eastgate Mall phandle kwenzika edolobha leJohannesburg, lapho abebezingela khona abangalamaphepha. Obona ngezemisebenzi kulihlanganiso uMnumzana Sipho Shabang utshele Studio 7 ukuthi abafuni kuzwa kuthiwa kulo muntu wokuza osebenza endaweni zokudlela, ngoba izalwane zakwele South Africa zilawo amakhono okwenza le imisebenzi.
Abafowethu bareplace by you lama foreigner, so sithi we are going to raid wonke ama restaurant so that ama South Africans kube yiwo asebenza kulama restaurant.
Ebulenjini be-internet ugcwele imifanekiso yabokuza bephuma begijima endaweni zokwakha, abanye beseqa emoteni zihamba bebalekela iziphathamandla ezingela abangalamaphepha. Umphathintaba ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa uMnumzana Leon Schreiber usanda kutshela iStudio 7 ukuthi lumkhankaso usazoqiniswa endaweni ezibalisa ezokudlela, ezokwakha, ezabalindi lezinye. Baningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe abasebenza kulezi ndawo.
The message we want to send to the world is that South Africa is absolutely wide open for business, wide open.
Siyafisa ukuthi abantu bazosebenza kuleli, kodwa abenza lokhu bengelamvumo bazasalela ekhaya.
We're also going to be more strict in enforcing where there are violations of the law. So you're right that those operations are going to increase.
Okhokhela inhlelo zabatsha kubandla elisahlumayo elesisonke party uMnumzana Someleze Sigudu uthi kuyajabulisa kakhulu ukuqiniswa kwenhlelo zokuzingela abasebenza eMzansi bengalamaphepha.
Ngokwenza kanje kuzonciphisa amathuba abayoyenja engasebenzi eSouth Africa. Siyamgqugquzela ukuthi ngathi angayendisa lento le afike kulamabhizinisi amakhulu kwe-construction, kwezakhiwo, bakwazi ukuaddressa le issue leyo.
Kodwa ke isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Trust Ndlovu uthi akusizi ukuzingela bakwamanye amazwe bebuyiselwa kubo kungalungiswanga ihlupho ezibaxotshe emazweni abo. Uthi isibamangalisa indlela umphathintambo ogadla lwendaba zasekhaya omutsha asephatha ngayo udaba lokuza abanganamaphepha.
Wathi kona kumele wonke umuntu ongenamaphepha abe regularized. So sasibhekele ukuthi kuzokwenzeka lokho. Hayi kungakayenzeki lokho sesibona nje sekungathi sibuyela emuva ngenkathi zobandlululo mhlawumbe ngenkathi ze-apartheid kwakuyiyona indlela beyisetshenziswa ngamabhunu.
Unkulumo zedale lephalamende ezilokhu ziqhubeka kusukela ngeviki ephelileyo kula malunga ephalamende athi kufanele lusukunyelwe phezulu udaba lokungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. Abanye babo bathi kufanele indawo ezifana lezokudlela ezabalindi lemisebenzi yokusiza abakhi yenziwe kuphela izalwane zakwele South Africa. Lokhu ke kutsho ukuthi abangela maphepha eMzansi basazokhomba olotshwala. Nesuto 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Soke isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Hayi siyadana kakhulu ukuzwa abantu bezanu bengafuna ukuthi bebe lamahloni esinye isikhathi. Isinqumo esithathwe ngupresident weAmerica uJoe Biden sihle kakhulu, singumzekeliso wabo mina ngakho. So uzwa umuntu ekhulumela izanu PF yena ukuthi abalandaba lokwenzakale eAmerica, bona into abayifunayo ukuthi bekhitshele izejesus zenotho. Ziyokhitshelwani izejesus umnotho kona bengafuna ukuphuma embusweni? Phela okungaphumi kwabo embusweni for 50 years kumele kufakwe izejesus zenotho. Lokho kuphela nje singasakulumela ukuhlukumeza abantu. Ama president ezanu PF kumele afunde ukuthi athiya umbuso echiyela abantu. La yena lo mfana oyiyouth yezanu PF ngabula amahloni ngento layikhulumayo. Ngomna ngakwasebebuse kwaze kwaba overdue kumele ngabe sebenike bona bonabo ntanga. Ngabe yiba sebe ngo president weZimbabwe.
Yes, Studio 7 njani? Siyabonga, siyabonga wo asusadeta indaba ngelanga ngelanga. Okwenzakala kwe lucky delete. Siyadanisa kakhulu wa badlalisa imali ngesadathi mhlangano ongalangqondo ongalancedo elizweni lakithi befuna nje izikhundla lamabizo. Bengithanda kakhulu ukukhuluma ngendaba yemathebeleleni thobaneleni North koBulawayo, Mathebeleni South. Bantu bakithi liyayangisa liyamangalisa. Liphethe lithi uMnangagwa aqhubeke busa lisazi kamhlophe ukuthi uMnangagwa nguye owayejojozela ukuqedwa kwabantu bemandebeleni. Okulala mhla lokhu nguye ophethe eliceda ngumenemene simzwile ekozwimba abantu bamandebeleni basazi ukuthi bazawugcina njani imizi yabo labayakha ngemali yokutshontshwa egoli ivele nje kafuni kalithandu lithanda nxa efuna amavotini.
Salibonani, salibonani basakazi abahla baStudio 7 elisinika indaba ezinhle ezeqiniso. Ngithi khona ngaligcina uNkulunkulu wabokhokho. Ya njengezwa lapha kukhulunywa nge-youth eZimbabwe tshikisane ngemibono kodwa iqizo likhona abahlampileyo bazaphuma elizweni bedinga amadlelo aluhlaza ngenxa yobana izithutha zizaqinisela khapha endaweni elugwadule endaweni eyi-desert bazaze behambe ngendondolo umuntu azange thole noma impilo enhle noma kukhona hle mhlawumbe noma esumele khona ethathe umfazi kube nzima khulu ukuthi umuntu obone uyathenga ngaphi imali ukuthi elobone kuyinkomo uzazibona ngathi leli zwe leli aligcini intandalo.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukuphawula ezindaba esizivile ukuthi Joe Biden wehlile emkhankasweni okuba ngumongameli. So zindaba ezinhle kakhulu. Uma ngiqhathanisa noma ngilinganisa laseZimbabwe izinto ezingenzekiyo lezo.
Sanibonani, sanibonani kuStudio 7 okhulumayo ngoJemo lo. Ngajabula audio yamayithe yafundwa njengoba kwavotwa kwathiwa imisebenzi yokuvuleka bekhuluma ogawule labochumi. Kunganjani ukuthi ngapha thina esisetsholotsho sivukene ekuseni siye emdinga yena ugawule siye kuthi sifuna umsebenzi sizwe ukuthi uyakuthi.
Yabo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lani lilakho kusithumela eno imibono kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Nxa lifuna njalo ukuthunyezela inhlelo zethu ngeWhatsApp fakani isicelo sethu kunombolo lezo. Silu gqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngu-Tabo Kancube. Ngisithi lingakhohlwa ukulalela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olulandelayo.